Actor Melissa Leo first made our radar in the 1990s TV show Homicide: Life on the Street as Detective Sergeant Kay Howard, making her way in a man's world.
Most of the people who kill are men, and most of the people who get killed are men. I'm surrounded by men solving crimes by men against men.
Then there was Melissa's Oscar-winning Alice Ward, the tough-as-nails mom and manager to boxer Mickey Ward in the film The Fighter. In this scene, her daughter suggests Mickey get a new manager.
Yeah, but Mom, maybe Mickey should try something different.
What are you doing opening your mouth in my kitchen? You owe me $200.
I said I was going to pay you next week.
I don't want another word out of you. That was last month you told me 2 weeks. Did you take sides against me in my own house? You owe me money?
You just don't want to mess with Melissa Leo. In the new film Novitiate, she plays the Reverend Mother, head of a cloistered convent in the early 1960s. The nuns are required to observe silence much of the day, as the Reverend Mother explains to teenage would-be candidates.
When you hear that bell at 9 o'clock at night, signifying the beginning of grand silence, that means you don't talk. Any questions? Put your hand down, sister. Postulants don't have questions. And you are free to go home.
But the silence and the women's dorm rooms or cells are easier than the budding sexuality the girls try to fight off. After all, they will soon be married to God. But then the Reverend Mother herself is devastated by the changes wrought by Vatican II. Without consulting the nuns, it downgrades them, and in a decade, a third would be gone. Melissa Leo joins us in the studio to talk about this terrific character, the Reverend Mother, and how she, a non-Catholic, found her. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. The idea of a nun, so back in a day when Reverend Mother made her choice in the, good golly, she's been 40 years in that convent. In 1920s, she makes a choice to go into the convent. Women didn't have very many choices.
Right.
And women of today, although they hear it spoken about, don't really understand that. But it was a bold choice to say, I will be a nun.
Right.
And I think that out of admiration for that, this is a character I've always wanted to play, perhaps not Reverend Mother as seen in Novitiate, but a nun. It's fascinated me.
You said, maybe Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
But this is a cloistered nun at a time when the church is about to, how would you characterize it, downplay. Well, in fact, in Vatican II, it says that sacrifice will no longer be seen as an act of love.
The main thing they say is that the marriage I have had for 40 years is nullified. It doesn't count. It means nothing. My relationship with God and Christ is like any other good Catholic's relationship with God and Christ. It's like finding out your husband has another wife and family in another town.
Right.
The insult in that is just horrifying.
The emotions ensue. It's funny. I think I read somewhere that you said that you thought initially that it would be sort of like the nice Mother Superior, but I'm thinking Sound of Music.
I can't deny that shooting the film was very difficult for me because it was clear it was a very different woman that was being put in the can, as we say.
Who is she? Is she mean? I mean, there's scenes where she's brutal.
People have said throughout the press tour all kinds of things, that they're terrified of her, that they, reminded of those awful days in Catholic school, And that Reverend Mother is hurt by that.
Tell us more about Reverend Mother things. She was trying to
uphold. Reverend Mother says at the beginning of the film, I will be the voice of God. Mm-hmm. It is with utter respect, a respect most human beings cannot understand that she has for God, that she's explaining to these children, teenage girls, that are about to, make this bold, brave choice. Do they know what they're getting into, or is it, as the film also tells the story of, sort of a young girl's fantasy to be a nun?
Do I understand that you stayed in character?
No. Just an actor doing my work. There was a motel in town, I'm sure, quite decent. But I found myself much more comfortable when I found out there was a dormitory room available on the campus that we were shooting. And in that way, yes, it kept me close to my character.
I thought it would be to keep that kind of tension between you and the young girls because they are, you can see
no,
it.
No, that
it's
was
palpable.
Something nobody needed to act. I'm an actor that those young girls had a reason to respect. So our relationship in reality aided and abetted our relationship in the film.
She's got an Oscar, they would say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in that same way that they might whisper in the corners about me and then act a little different when I walked into the room, that's a response those young women are having to Melissa, and it works for the response the young postulants are having for Reverend Mother.
Yeah. Speaking of your Oscar, now, I may have all of this wrong, but do I understand that you created your own wimple out of something that you wore at the Oscars?
It's just the truth, right? As I was leaving to go down to play Reverend Mother with the 2 weeks' notice that I had that I was going down to do it, that white cloth was one of the things that I'm packing my trunk to get on the road because the show's going to start. Mm-hmm. And I throw in what instinct tells me I might need. But when I saw what the wimples were that were being designed, I didn't feel it was confining enough. And I thought, well, maybe this will work. And I used that.
I love that touch. And another element here, we talked about Vatican II and this Mother Superior seeing all these changes come. And there's one scene where she has a meeting with the Archbishop who's come to talk to her about it. And in this, you see she's something of a feminist. What she's fighting for is the rights of her fellow female nuns that she sees eroding. Let's listen to this scene where she's addressed like a child by Denis O'Hare as the Archbishop.
Tell me, what exactly are you having the most difficult with? Just lay it all out for me.
I have no difficulty. I just happen to disagree with it, all of it. Not to mention, it's a slap in the face that the sisters weren't given any voice in the matter.
You honestly expected them to have their own voice, the sisters?
We are a part of this church, too.
Marie, that's not how it works.
I don't think you really understand what this will do to us. If we were to truly embrace all these changes, it will ruin the very institution of Catholic nuns as...
And he gets up and ends that conversation. It's hard to watch this movie without seeing what happened to the church decades on, many would say, because they didn't listen to the women in the church.
Well, isn't it interesting? That is about the time that that affront to all the young male students by the priests began really happening, mm-hmm. now that we look back on the records. Mm-hmm. And without the nuns in the house, it makes me wonder if it's even a part of why they excused the nuns from the room.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, you've been on this tour. Are there Catholics who are... I don't know. You're
absolutely.
You're, yes.
Say the word.
Offended.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. I have spoken to several nuns at this point, nuns that have showed up at Q&As and walked out because of feeling greatly offended by it.
Why,
especially the sexuality. And as a female actor in this industry, I too am offended by the sexuality in the film.
There's just a couple of occasions where young girls are seen finding their sexuality. Often it's sneaking up on them in surprising ways in the early morning hours. But don't you need that to get across what they are giving up?
Not in my opinion, no. I think there's plenty of sexuality out in the world to kind of get that idea without going into these women's cells. And if there was one such story in the film, that would strike me as a different thing. But there are four such stories in the film, and that makes it sound as if all the nuns are doing this.
I feel like the Mother Superior is speaking to me right now.
It is. And once again, it's the line crossing. I'm a female actor.
Yeah.
And in the world today, I'm so sorry, Robin, but I am deeply offended. Yeah. It's a really bad scene right now, this power and control over
others.
I want
to ask you about that. I
mean, crazy, crazy times.
Watching this movie... You know, that could be Harvey Weinstein lecturing an actress or something in seeing that scene with the Archbishop.
Yeah. And the power and that sort of, you know, wielding of control. In another world, maybe the Archbishop could have said, well, Marie, perhaps we need to go to Rome. You've been living this life all these years. Let's go and see, you know, in another planet.
Hey, can I ask you, I also see such similarity between the Mother Superior and the Mother in the Fighter, one of my favorite characters. You got a little bit of criticism for actively campaigning for the Oscar. You took your own ads out. I applauded you because studios pick favorites.
When I had asked the publicists again and again and again, couldn't I get a glossy picture on the cover of a magazine? Because they kept on saying Oscar around me. And I don't think a woman can get an Oscar without a glossy picture on the front of a magazine. Mm-hmm. And besides which, it's all about more work for me.
Right.
I'm not in it for awards. I'm an actor. And the byline I said was simply, consider. And what I was asking my community out in Hollywood to consider was Melissa Leo as a movie star. Hire me for the next picture. I don't have to just play down and out trailer trash and mean old wicked old nuns. I could play a princess or a queen. That's all I wanted to do. Because campaigning does go on. It's a part of selling the film. It's a part of me sitting here talking to you now. Why do we have to pretend we're not in the sales game? I didn't sign on to be a salesman. I signed on to be an actor.
And of course, people are whispering Oscar again, but we'll just move on to...
I didn't hear that. What?
Okay,
I
right.
I something in my ear.
That's Melissa Leo, star of the new film, Novitiate. Melissa Leo, thank you.
Thank you.